got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Oh, wow. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, here to guide you through the ineffable steps of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-487-REACH. Made it real easy for you there, 855-487-REACH, or it's 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Coming up on today's shows, we'll find out what Florida's hardest hit fund can do for you and how you can slash your electric bill by cooling down your house. Then HHF experts will share some funding secrets. And as always, the best housing and counseling experts are here on the show today to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week, and we'll let you know how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. Now here's our Reach Radio news director, Mort Ages.
This is Mort Ages with the news headlines. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, fines Chase $309 million-plus for deceptive credit monitoring practices. The next one, smugly named foreclosure scam shutdown, KATN trust owners arrested. And next, Citibank to lay off 1,000 jobs as mortgage refinancing business slowed. And lastly, massive fraud at the center of a trial against Bank of America over U.S. mortgages. Details of these headlines at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Boom. Well, we thank you for that, Mort. Coming up next, Sika Green has the latest information on Florida's hardest hit fund. After that, Lisa Bond will tell us how cooling your home lowers your electric bill. And then, secrets from the dark side of finance. So stay with us. This show is going to ring your bell.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to remind you that once again, Saturday, October the 12th, Reach offers the newest home ownership class from FHA. Folks, we've been talking about this for about 3 weeks now. It's a brand new program. So if you're looking for a home, you're tired of paying rent, Reach has the solution. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if you're a previous victim of foreclosure factories. All your problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home. FHA has a new plan, one that will help you become a homeowner even if you've been turned down before. The first step is properly documenting your current situation. FHA requires it, and you'll learn how to do that and much, much more by taking this special one-hour educational class from Reach. We are HUD-approved educator, and that's what we do, and FHA will help you get into your new home sooner than you think. That's right, no more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA, the grandfather of all insured loans, is at it again. They're helping you stabilize your family, which strengthens your community, and finally, you get your life back together. Call Reach today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. The toll-free number is 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-REACH or 855-483-2224. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach Saturday, October the 12th at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. for a complete explanation of this new FHA program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. And they are sitting there behind that big sign that says Reach atop a Suite 112. So if you're looking for home ownership, this is the program for you. The waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach. Call us right now at this toll-free number, 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Well, our first guest has established her career in counseling and media relations for more than 22 years. Currently, she serves as the communication director for the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. Sika Rose Green, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with you this morning.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show, and thanks for taking your Saturday. And I know we could be hanging out at the beach and doing a lot more fun things, but hey, what the heck? We're here and you're here, so let's talk about the HHF Fund. First off, what does that stand for?
Well, HHF stands for Hardest Hit Fund. It is Florida's iteration of a federal program, the Innovation Fund for the Hardest Hit Housing Markets. And so Florida is one of 18 states in the District of Columbia that received federal funds that totaled $7.6 billion. Florida's allotment of that is a little over $1 billion to help deal with some of the issues homeowners are having and hopefully help to save their homes from foreclosure. So we named our fund the Florida Hardest Hit Fund. We have two programs that we started in early 2011, and those are unemployment programs, and we're excited that on Wednesday of this past week, we launched the principal reduction plan. So I am just so glad that I can be here with you this Saturday and talk a little bit about that new program.
Right. Now, they have an announcement tomorrow, right, on the 29th. I believe the Treasury is announcing that they have a fourth round of funding for our Florida residents. Is that true?
Now, that is something that is actually news to me. I looked at my email this morning and did not see anything. But I know that all of this is a part of the Making Home Affordable program that is a federal program, and it is really a cadre of various refinance programs as well as financial assistance programs to try to deal with the housing market since it burst, you know, several years ago. So
right. I know
I'll
Florida.
We have to go and look at more information on that.
Oh, well, I just pulled that off the website a little bit ago here. It's called Show Prep, for crying out loud, you know. But it's a good program, but who qualifies for that program?
Now, for the principal reduction program, the target participant for this program are homeowners who have remained current on their mortgage, meaning that they don't have a 60-day or more late within the last 2 years. Their principal balance is at $350,000 or less. Their home is currently 125% underwater or more.
Wait, just a second there. Explain that to our listeners. What do you mean by that? I mean, who has to be higher than what?
So basically what that means is when a home is underwater, it means that, like with anything else, you owe more on it than it's worth. so as the nation experienced the burst of the housing bubble, and I'm sure people are aware for a while there, they saw their home values just go up, 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 and then all of a sudden the bubble burst and they saw home values plummeting. So if your home is underwater, you owe more on the home than the home is valued. So if you have a home that is 125% underwater, that means you owe 25% more on the home than the home is worth.
There you go.
Give you an example. Let's say that your home is currently valued at $100,000, but you owe $125,000 on the home. Then that means that your home is 125% underwater.
And this program comes up with those additional funds and satisfies the bank, right?
Well, what the fund attempts to do is offer monies up to $50,000 to reduce the principal on your home, which will bring it as close to 100% of its value as possible. In Florida, we have some people whose homes are 300% underwater. But if they qualify for this program, then we would pay up to $50,000 using those federal monies to bring that percentage up a little bit so that you are coming as close to right-sizing the value of the home as possible.
There you go. That ought to make the windshield clean on your car, right? Get a little extra money to help you out. Are there any restrictions? You said something about up to $50,000. So that means that the homeowner would have to come up with the additional funds to get
even? Well, no,
get even?
There's no additional funds that the homeowner would come up with. If their bank accepts the funds, it just simply reduces their principal for loans that are not government-backed. Then the loan is re-amortized. We call that recasting. So basically the terms of the loan are the same, but they will redo your payments, and so effectually you should come out with a lower monthly payment now. If you have a government-backed loan, then you would go out and get a refinance, and the federal government has lots of streamlined refinance programs now that would effectively bring your mortgage payment down. So there is no requirement to bring the home from whatever the negative equity is up to the 100%, but it definitely helps when you can right-size a little bit of that and effectively put more money in your pocket at the end of the month.
And what about the interest rates on that? Do they take the rates from the previous loan, or do you have a new set of rates for that?
Well, when your loan is recast, all of your terms of your mortgage are the same. They simply are taking whatever time period you have left in the loan. So let's say you have a 30-year mortgage. You've paid 10 years on it, which means you have 20 years left. If you receive these principal reduction funds, it reduces the principal you owe. The lender will then re-amortize or recalculate, if you will, the amount of your payments on the new principal for the 20 years that are left. So the terms of your loan stay the same, but your payments should lower because you're now doing that interest rate on a lower principal balance. If you have a government-backed loan, you get a refinance, and so you would look around for the refinancing that offers you the lowest interest rate, which would probably be lower than what you're paying, and you would then come out with a lower payment as well.
Sweet. Are there any restrictions on the use of funds, or this is just strictly, what I'm saying is you can't get a certain amount of money and take part of that and fix the garage door or something like
that?
Oh,
no.
This is just
strictly... No. This is not like a HELOC or a line of credit or anything like that. This money is used specifically to reduce the principal. The restrictions on the program are pretty simple. So, first of all, your home, you have to owe at least 25% more on your home than it's worth. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you need to have originally purchased your home before January 1, 2010. So you had to have purchased that home before January 1 of 2010. You can't have a principal balance more than $350,000. So let's say you bought the home for $500,000, but through some miracle, your principal left on the home is down to $350,000. You're fine. We don't care how much you paid for the home. What we're looking for is what your principal balance is now. And then you also must fall under the income requirement. So the income requirement is that the household income cannot be more than 140% of the area median income where you live. So I know you're going to ask me to explain that, so I'm going to do that.
How did you know? So that sounds a little confusing.
I tell you. So the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's HUD, every year comes out with income limits, and they do studies, according to the census, on what the median income is for a particular area of the state. And median means the income that occurs the most. It's not the average. It's the income that occurs the most.
Oh, that's interesting.
So for the entire state of Florida, the median income is about $57,000. That's for a house of four. So that would be like a mom, a dad, two kids, or a mom and three kids, or what have you.
Don't forget about the dog.
HUD publishes a chart,
right?
And they break the state down according to county, city, and metropolitan area. And they do percentages to show you what the percentage is of the median income for a specific number of people in the household for that area of the state. Now, let me say this so that your listeners are not totally confused.
Okay, thank
you. If you go ahead and apply for the program, you don't have to worry about that calculation. The person who looks at your application will get your income information for you and everyone who's over the age of 18 that lives in your house, and they will perform that calculation for you. So if you're not sure whether you fall under that 140%, I would say go ahead and apply and let us look at that for you.
Best thing to do. Let me ask just one more question here. What if I have two or three houses and I want to try and get them all covered under that fund? Does that work?
Well, this program is only for your principal, your primary resident. So you could apply for this program for the home in which you live, not for any investment properties. Now, the federal government, again, under Making Home Affordable, does have some programs that...
Did we lose her? All
homes
right.
As well. But this program is for your principal residence.
Okay. We got that. Well, we're speaking with Sika Green. She's the communications director with the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. Ms. Green, we have a lot more to talk about. Would you mind hanging around for the second half of the show?
I would do that gladly.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, when Sika Green rejoins us again, she will share some of the secrets from the other side of the lending force, which makes this come out to the fact that these are actually the droids we're looking for. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families a tree of the American dream of home ownership. That's our mission, so don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart in the car.
You know what happened to your neighbors. Reach is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. Reach is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to Reach are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home.
I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. If you're a new listener to Reach Radio, then you should know we're here to help you achieve the American dream of home ownership. Something else we would like you to know is that Reach has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. 2 weeks ago, we announced our Reach Challenge. For the remaining 46 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar, up to $5,000, for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will be able to finish the church before Thanksgiving. Please send your gift paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. We promise to keep you informed of the construction progress, so joining us right now is Renee Farou. She's Pastor Michelin's lovely companion and wife, and, of course, a valuable assistant here to give us an update on the Triumph Haitian Mission construction efforts. Renee, welcome to Reach Radio. What's the good word?
We are just so excited, Alan, because this is just an exciting time for us. Mission has been praying a long time for the church to be able to be built, so he's just beyond excited for this opportunity.
What does Pastor Michelin need at this point? What's he need the most?
Right now, he's getting ready to come back here to Florida in a couple of weeks because he wants to be rested up, and as soon as the more donations come in, he's going to go back and start the process of building. A couple of days ago, he actually had to meet with some of the officials in the town of Onaville where we're building the church. Apparently, after the earthquake, they're now trying to put some kind of permits together for people who are building and rules. And so he had to meet with some of the officials to get permission to build the actual church building on the property. So right now there's a wall around the property, there's a water reservoir, and then there's also two rooms that he's built there.
Right, so he needs a little bit more assistance. You know, how many people are over there assisting the pastor right now?
Right now he has one foreman that does the main construction, and then the foreman, you know, he hires people as needed. So the foreman is also excited because he's going to be able to give some people some jobs. You know, and when you get close to Christmas, it's always great to have a little extra income coming in. So it's an exciting time for the community, you know, because some of them are now going to be employed to help us build the church.
Right. So you need funds to help employ those people to finish up the job. And you're helping the people that were hurt by the earthquakes over there. So do they have a place to live now? Is he actually helping out by building some housing, temporary
housing?
Right
now in the town that the church is going to be built at, I understand the land there is very reasonably priced so that the people who are living in the tents are actually able to purchase the land. There also has been some government agencies that have already built houses there, and so some of the people from the tents were able to go ahead and get into one of those houses.
Right. Well, how are they doing in general? I mean, are they recovering fairly well from the earthquakes? It's been a while back, and I know construction efforts takes time. So how are they doing there?
It takes a lot of time. Even the cleaning up of all the down buildings has taken time just because they don't have the equipment that we would have here. You know, the bulldozers and the heavy equipment that we would have here, they don't have access to those. And so a lot of times just to level the buildings and rebuild does take quite a bit of extra time than what it would here.
Well, we thank you for calling in and keeping us updated. We can't wait till Pastor Michelin gets back. We can have him in the studios and find out exactly what's going on there. Thanks for calling in, Renee. We appreciate the update. You know, we assist the people of Haiti both in South Florida and abroad, and that's why Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. Let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Do it today, and thanks for helping. This week's Spotlight Home is brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. And this week's home is located in Riviera Beach in the Marsh Harbor community. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome with a loft. And, this is an exciting deal, a 1-car garage. And it's your garage. It's a Lakeview property. It has a large side yard. And it's also a gated community that has the pools and the rest area, the play areas and the clubhouse and the exercise room. And it's near everything. This property is currently under renovation, so there might be a chance to get some custom work done. You might be able to pick the color of the wall, if that's your fancy, and they'll take care of that for you and put the property back into pristine shape. Again, this is a Riviera Beach property. It's in the Marsh Harbor community. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath townhome with a loft and a 1-car garage. It has a lake view and a large size yard. If your family is growing, this may be just the place you need. And to find out more about the property, please call Pat Tracy and Associate at 561-351-8000. Again, that number, 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you again by Pat Tracy and Associates. All right, coming up on Reach Radio's second stage is Sika Green. She'll rejoin us with some special HHF information. Then Lisa Bond joins us with some cool tips for your home's electric bill. And, of course, at the bottom of the hour, we have news with our crack news director, Mort Ages. So here's the headlines, and I think that Mort has picked some gems for the day. So, Mort, tell us what's going on.
This is Mort Ages with the news. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, has ordered Chase Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank to refund an estimated $309 million to more than 2.1 million customers for illegal credit card practices. This informal action is a result of work by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and CFPB. This was last year. The agencies found that Chase engaged in unfair billing practices on certain credit card add-on products by charging customers for credit monitoring services they did not receive. At the core of our mission is a duty to identify and root out unfair, deceptive, and abusive practices in the financial markets that harm consumers. The CFPB director also said, "This order takes action against such practices and requires Chase to fully refund more than $300 million to consumers who were charged illegal fees." According to CFPB, Chase enrolled customers in credit card add-on products that promise to monitor consumer credit and alert consumers to potentially fraudulent activity. In order for consumers to obtain credit monitoring services, they first have to provide written authorization. Chase never got the written authorization from its customers. Chase charged customers as soon as they enrolled, even if they weren't receiving the services. Our next news story. The owners of a foreclosure rescue program that promised homeowners and borrowers that they would cancel their mortgages for a fee and offer new, lower-priced loans was arrested Friday following a federal investigation. The California-based company, KATN Trust, allegedly short for Kicking Ass, Taking Names, was operated by Tamara Tikal, Alan Tikal, and Ray Kornfeld. According to a statement from the Special Inspector General for Troubled Asset Relief Programs, more than 1,000 struggling borrowers in multiple states were targeted by the trust. An estimated $3.4 million in initial fees and loan payments from homeowners were collected. While not connected, the alleged scam sounds similar to programs pitched in South Florida by a handful of land trusts, which were shut down last year by Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. KATN told homeowners their new loans would only be for 25% of the original principal balance, according to law enforcement. On Wednesday, a federal grand jury returned a superseding indictment against Alan Tikal and his wife, Tamara Tikal, and Mr. Kornfeld, who allegedly continued the scam while he was in custody, awaiting trial. Our next news story. Global banking behemoth Citibank is all set to eliminate approximately 1,000 positions at its mortgage business in the United States as the lender feels the pinch of gradually decreasing mortgage refinancing activities. One of the fifth largest U.S. mortgage originators said that due to the rising interest rates, consumers are unwilling to buy new homes and refinance mortgages, which has negatively impacted the mortgage business. The New York-based company said that job cuts will be implemented across mortgage sales, underwriting, fulfillment, and default units. The majority of the redundancies will be in the Las Vegas area, where out of a total of 1,100 jobs, 750 positions will be eliminated, while the rest in Irving, Texas, which is the servicing for the entire country, houses 5,800 employees. The proposed job cuts represent approximately 8% of the total 13,000 jobs in Citi's mortgage division. In a similar move, Wells Fargo is slashing more than 4,000 jobs, while Bank of America has plans to reduce nearly 2,100 positions in the mortgage refinancing business. JP Morgan Chase is likely to eliminate 19,000 employees over the next 2 years in states including California, Texas, New York, New Jersey, and Florida. Our last news story. A U.S. government lawyer said on Tuesday that Bank of America Corporation's countrywide unit placed profits over quality in a massive fraud, selling shoddy mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The claim came at the start of the first case by the U.S. government to go to trial against a major bank over defective mortgage practices leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. Pierre Armand, a lawyer in the civil division of the U.S. Attorney General's office in Manhattan, said Countrywide made $165 million selling loans that promised were investment quality to Fannie and Freddie Mac. Armand said, "What documents and witnesses will show that the promise of quality was largely a joke?" But Brendan Sullivan, a lawyer for Bank of America, said Countrywide had sought to ensure the loans it made were good and that no fraud occurred. "No fraud," said Armand. Two words. That's the heart and soul of the defense. No fraud. And that's what the evidence will show. Filed in October, the lawsuit blames the bank for losses suffered by Fannie and Freddie Mac on thousands of prime mortgages that later defaulted. Fannie and Freddie, government-sponsored enterprises that underwrite mortgages, were taken over by the government in 2008. The Justice Department said the loans were pushed out through a Countrywide program called the High Speed Swim Lane, also called HSSL or HUSL, that began in 2007 amid rising mortgage delinquencies and defraud rates as Fannie and Freddie were tightening underwriting guidelines. HUSL was not about quality, Armand said. It was about speed. It was about volume. It was about profits. And that's the news. This is Mort Ages. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Wow, thank you, Mort. We appreciate that update and that news. And, of course, Freddie Mae at it again. Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. All right, joining us again is Sika Green. She currently serves as the Communication Director for Florida Housing Finance Corporation. Sika, thanks a lot for sticking around for the second half of the show.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Great. Well, you know, we talked a lot about HHF and who started it and what it stands for and all that. You know what? The only thing we didn't do is we didn't ask you, how do we apply?
Absolutely. So the way that the application is made is online, and the website is www.principalreductionflhhf.org. So all of the eligibility criteria is there. We are accepting 25,000 applications, and as of this morning, we had just topped 20,000. So I would suggest anybody who's interested to go ahead and log on and get that application in.
Get that in there right away. I'll tell you what, that's asked you to repeat that again. That's a long website, but I'll tell you what, for the listeners, if you go to reachradioshow.org, we'll post that link up there for you so that you can get to it. So, Sika, if you wouldn't mind just repeating that one more time.
Absolutely. So the web address is www.principalreductionflhhf.org. And that's principal with an A, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, reduction, F-L-H-H-F, .org.
Good thing, because I was going to send it to the principal of my high school and see if that would have worked. But we'll put that link up on reachradioshow.org, and they can go just there and click on it, and we'll take care of that. Now, is there a cost or a fee for this program?
No, there is not. There are no fees at all associated with applying for any of the hardest hit fund programs in the state of Florida. And that's an important thing, because if you do Google searches and you think you might be on a website that is the Florida hardest hit website, and they say, well, for a fee of, you need to back out, hang up, throw the mail away, whatever it is, and get away from that, because there are no fees at all to participate in the program. So we want your listeners to be sure to understand that, so that they don't get caught up in some scam by an unscrupulous person or groups of persons that's just trying to take advantage of the system.
Absolutely. So now, after I complete the application, what happens? What's the next step? What should I be looking for?
So once you complete the application, your application is automatically assigned to a hardest hit fund principal reduction advisor who will take you through the eligibility process. That advisor will contact you, and there are security features in your app that they will say to you, so you'll know that it is in fact them. They will ask you for documentation of everything that you've put in your application, and I'll tell you, the faster you get it in, the faster you can get an eligibility determination.
What if I don't have a computer? Is there a number that I can call?
Well, if you don't have a computer, the application is web-based, so it has to be done online. However, you can call our information line, and it's toll-free. That number is 1-877-863-5244. Let them know you don't have a computer. They can give you the name of an agency that's doing this program for us in your area. You can call them directly, and they'll get you all set up.
That's great. Is there a maximum amount a qualifier can receive on this program?
Well, for principal reduction, the maximum amount is $50,000. So you can't get any more than $50,000 for the principal reduction program. But for some people, it really will effectively save them some significant money at the end of every month once that loan is either recalculated or refinanced. So we know that it will definitely do good for the people that participate.
Oh, you bet. I'm standing in line for 50 grand. That's not a problem at all. What are the terms of the assistance? Is this a gift or a loan? I think if you have the loan for a certain period of time, explain that to our listeners.
Well, it is what we call a forgivable loan. And so basically, once you receive that assistance, as long as you stay in the home, then the loan is forgiven over a five-year period. Now, the terms are a little different depending on if you are able to get your loan recast or if it has to be refinanced. So if the loan is recast, then you are able to get 20% forgiven every year for 5 years until the whole loan is forgiven. If you have to get a refinance because you have a government-backed loan, and let me explain what government-backed means. It means that you have either an FHA, a VA, or a rural development loan. That's what that means. Then you get your refinance, and then you will also get the five-year forgiveness, 20% a year. If for some reason you receive the assistance, and let's say you either decide not to refinance, something happens, and you just aren't able to get the refinance done, your loan is forgiven all at once after a five-year period. So it really is a win-win situation.
That's fantastic. Well, Sika, thank you for joining us on Reach Radio today. Please come back and visit us again. You have a lot of information. We'd like to share that with our users, viewers. I think I'm a computer here. 877-863-5244 is the number to call. Thank you. Up next, Lisa Bond, the original hurricane prepper, with some sizzling talk about cooling down your home. Then Mort's Minute is loaded in the slingshot of brotherly love. So don't change that channel, or the Knob Squad will send your DNA to the NSA.
Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. If you're a homeowner with an abnormal electric bill, then our next guest has some information that could drastically reduce your monthly electric payments. Lisa Bond is a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in South Florida. She has been dubbed the original hurricane prepper, and today she has some chilling tips for us about cooling your home. Lisa Bond, welcome to the show once again.
Hi, Al. Good to be back.
You bet. Hey, you know, I thought cooling down your home costs more money, not less. What am I getting wrong here?
Well, I think what you're discussing actually is trying to turn the air down, and the fact that the usage makes your bill go back up.
Sure.
That's probably an insulation issue, and we can discuss that a little further. How's that?
So actually what we're going to do is cool down the home by adding some insulation to the attic, right?
Well, it's your attic, your walls, sometimes in the floors. Insulation can be used in a lot of places in the home.
Oh, that's right, around the doors and the cracks and all that stuff to stop the hot air from coming in. So insulating is just not that fuzzy stuff that we blow up in the attic, right?
That's correct. You need to make sure that your doors are sealed properly, your windows are sealed properly. You need to make sure that it keeps all of the cool air in and the warm air out, and then obviously vice versa in the winter months.
That's almost the same as a refrigerator door, right? You keep opening and closing that thing. I have marks on the back of my head from my mom would throw a shoe, you know, keep that door closed. So listen, this insulation stuff, is it worth the effort? I mean, does it really, really work?
Oh, yeah. There has to be a barrier between the elements and your home in order for you to maintain your internal environment.
Right. So no, that sounds pretty technical, but what about these numbers that come with the insulation, that R factor and R12 and R15? What's that mean?
That's actually an R rating, and the R rating is for thermal resistance.
Oh.
So thermal resistance, especially down in South Florida for your attics, could be anywhere between an R22 and an R49 are kind of requirements, and for your walls, you're at an R13 to an R21, and then again, you want to make sure that your doors and windows are also sealed properly.
The bigger the number, the better, right? The better the insulation.
The higher the number, the better the amount of it. It's actually starts to refer to the height or the thickness of the insulation, and obviously, the more you put in, the more the expense.
Well, is it expensive to insulate the house?
The least expensive is the blown-in fiberglass. Rolled-in is probably the next least expensive, and then the most expensive would be the spray-in. They're actually spraying in like a foam now.
Wow. And this rolled insulation, is that something that I could do? Or once again, do we want to leave that to the professionals?
Well, no, absolutely. That is definitely a home improvement project for a lot of people. However, I do suggest strongly you wear eye protection, you wear a mask. In the rolled-in situation, you are dealing with fiberglass. You don't want that in your lungs. Make sure you wear a face mask and you are covered from top to bottom. They have those, you know, those painter suits with the
right.
With the hoods and the whole deal. So you're covered from top to bottom. That's very important.
Yeah, you know, I never thought about that. You know, you do breathe that stuff in. That's not good to have inside your lungs there. So make sure you protect yourself when you're up in the attic there. And is there any maintenance involved in that? I mean, once you blow the attic full or you put that rolled insulin, that's about it, right?
Well, only if there's a major storm. You need to check because most homes in Florida, we have the vented eaves,
right,
which is really important because it continues to make the air circulate inside there. Well, once you have a hurricane and the drop in the barometric pressure,
right,
it causes things to swirl around up there. So you want to make sure that everything didn't end up at the south end of the house when it should be spread out evenly around the rest of it after the hurricane blows through.
Right. How long does that stuff last? I mean, you don't have to go up there every 10 years and replace it, do you?
It should last the lifetime of the home. It is made out of fiberglass. It is a type of glass. And it really, really should last the lifetime of the home as long as it's maintained. And some of those factors are that you want to make sure you know which element you're putting in there. The fiberglass is the best to use. Reasons for that is the cellulose, which they can use, is very absorbent, and it actually serves as food for termites.
Uh-oh.
And we're in a very high humidity area, and the fiberglass tends to not absorb any of the moisture, so you're not going to get the mold and mildew, and it won't become damaged. So you really want to choose your product properly.
Right. Now, what about the doors and the windows and things like that? You're right. Insulating everything, if you want to keep your house cool, you want to keep that cool air in there. So, again, is that a home project that we could do for the weekend and go around with a caulking gun?
Yeah, there's tons of things. You can caulk around the doors and windows for the seal between, say, the walls and the door frame itself or the window frame itself. There's also, if your windows are older and they're loose, there's different types of strips that you can put in to make sure there's a tighter fit so the air doesn't slip through the crack, so to speak. So there's a lot of things that you can do.
Does that really make that big of a difference? Okay, so some air blows in and out. To me, that seems...
It can make a humongous difference. Always remember that heat rises. So,
right,
you know, as the heat in your home rises towards your ceiling and you're trying to cool that house down, the least amount of hot air that you have to replace with the cool air, that's going to keep the air conditioning from kicking on constantly. So, yeah, it does make a huge difference.
Right. And also, since we're talking about that R rating and everything, certainly you would want your air conditioner to have a high efficiency rating, right?
Everything that has to do with efficiency is going to bring down your bill. Absolutely. Make sure you maintain it. We've talked about air conditioning before. Make sure you maintain your system. Make sure you keep it clean. Make sure that the outside unit gets sprayed off, hosed down, what have you, so there's plenty of airflow for the handler. You need to make sure that somebody comes in and cleans the coil and it's maintained. Make sure that the water is cleaned out of it so you don't end up with mold or mildew or leaks,
right,
and drips. So, yeah, there's everything you can do to insulate your home and make sure that everything's working efficiently, we'll save you money.
And also, just to let our listeners know, if you plant shrubbery around the outside unit, I believe they call that the compressor. So if you put any restrictions around that, then you won't get good airflow. That causes the head pressure on the high side to go too high, and then it costs more money to air condition the home.
Yeah, anything that restricts airflow to any of the units, whether it be the inside or outside unit, will cause issues. You've got to make sure that, you know, most people put the shrubbery there because they want to hide the unit.
Right.
So you might want to plant them a little further away from the unit so there's continued airflow, and you want to make sure you maintain those.
They call that breathing room, right?
Yeah.
Well, we need a little room to breathe every now and then. Lisa, you are such a charm. We appreciate you stopping by and helping us out. You just have a litany of information there. Where do you get all that stuff from anyway? Not the internet. Please don't say the internet, because I know you go out and work.
Yeah, actually, I'm into home improvement. I'm a very strange female.
Yeah.
I enjoy it tremendously. It's a lot of fun, and you pick up a lot of stuff along the way, and you want to make sure that you really follow through with good contractors and good information, and you want to follow the rules and regulations.
There you go. Well, Lisa, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate it. You should see her, folks. She has these overalls on with this strap that goes over. I'm telling you, she's a hard worker. Well, that's Lisa Bond. You know, we give out her cell phone number on the air. She hates it, but it's 555-8675-309. So you can check her out at our website at reachforhousing.org. And now, you know, it takes a few people to put this show on, and producer Rick is standing here. He's got something he wants to share with us. Rick, what do you have?
I've got something free here if you're tired of paying rent, and we're not talking about free rent. Reach has the solution to get out of your rent. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if you were a previous victim of the foreclosure mills. After all the problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home, FHA has a new plan, one that helps you become a homeowner, even if you've been turned down before. 2 weeks from today, Saturday, October 12th, Reach offers the newest home ownership classes from FHA. You've heard about this program on Reach Radio before. It's only 3 weeks old, and it is free. You need proper documentation on your current situation. It's required by the FHA. Learn how to do that and much more by taking the special free one-hour educational class from Reach. They're at these classes are on Saturday. They're on the 12th of October. Reach is a HUD-approved educator, and with FHA's guidance, you may be in your new home sooner than you think. No more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA is the grandfather of all housing-insured loans. They're doing it again. They're helping you stabilize your family, and that strengthens your community. And finally, you get your life back together. Call Reach today. Sign up for this free, valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. The toll-free number to Reach for Reach, 855-487-REACH, 855-487-3224. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach on Saturday, October 12th at 10 a.m. Call us, 855-487-3224.
Well, that's good. Thank you, my friend. Let's take a cause for the pause. And our crack news director prepares the Mort Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio. Real estate news and opinion brought to you by reachforhousing.org. We will be right back.
Ain't got no home. I know
home. Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3244.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ooh.
Welcome back to Reach Radio, the place where owning your own home becomes a reality when you reach for housing.org. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reinstating the Reach Challenge. For the next 46 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. Reach supports Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquake that shook Haiti. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financing assistance, Pastor Michelin will be able to finish the church before this Thanksgiving. Let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to those hardest hit in Haiti. Send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. Do it today, and we thank you for caring. That's the important thing. Now it's time for our Reach Radio Rant from the head ranner in charge. We call it Mort's Minute, and we have to ask, what's on the ranting block today, good ranter?
This is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. You've just gotten a foreclosure notice. You're desperate. You only have a few days to respond. But be careful, listeners. This is the fodder for the foreclosure frauders to feed upon. You need a lawyer, someone to help you. Many of the foreclosure defense lawyers take advantage of this situation. Here's some tips. If you're looking for a lawyer, ask someone who's in the same situation for a referral. Ask a reputable nonprofit such as Reach for help and a referral. Be careful of firms who promise you the world and tell you that they guarantee to lower your mortgage rates. If it's too good to believe, it's not right. Be careful of law firms that ask you for a lot of money up front. Check them out with a simple call to the State Bar Association, local bar association, or the State Attorney General's office. They'll tell you if the law firm is legit. Finally, Reach is here to help you. We're here to help. The phone call's free. We're free. Toll free. Here you go. Call us at Reach, 855-487-3224. I'll repeat it, 855-487-3224. And that's Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. Back to our handsome house host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Hey, thanks, Mort. I think you had that right the first time. I am a handsome house, and I could be a heffy if I just had the chance. You know, we appreciate Mort bringing us the Mort Minute. Producer Rick,
yes.
What do you got on the dialogue
there? Alan, we had a very important guest out a little earlier.
Right.
Sika Green, who talked about the Hardest Hit Fund. This is a fantastic program, and I wanted to give you the website one more time.
Please.
Because it's complicated. It's a long one. It's www.principalreduction.flhhf.org. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
principalreduction.flhhf.org. This is a great program. If you owe more than your house is worth, you can get some money from the FHA. So call us up. Go to the website, principalreduction.flhhf.org. See what you can do with that. 5850 is when we got to hit that music. How are we doing?
I think we got it. How was that, huh? Well, that's all the time left to us, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Or you could call them at 855-487-REACH. That's 855-487-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday, live from noon to 1. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.